Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
With you now?
Well, I have with me now John Hardy, who is a very famous person as far as Trails Show is concerned. How many years have you been involved with?
Man and Boy.
Man and Boy.
Many, many years.
54 in total.
50 plus.
Yes, absolutely. So,
but I'm only 53 still, so, you know, I started very young.
You did, definitely. Now, tell us all about Chael Show and how it came to be in the first place.
Well, we started from a small village show, and we still call ourselves a village show, but we've grown. And we've grown because expense went up and up, and the only way to succeed was by getting bigger. So many of the other shows have just gone out of existence, or they're back into something like a village hall. And we don't think a show is quite as good as a show in a marquee.
Oh,
and our marquee has got many, many entries. If you've had a chance to look at it, it really is good with the sort of product that's in there.
So from the horticultural perspective, what sort of classes do you have this year? Are they the same ones or have they changed?
So many of the exhibitors have been exhibiting Man and Boy, and a lot of them are getting older. But fortunately, as you will see in our marquee, the schools are doing exhibits, and so that, we hope, is encouraging youth to keep the show going.
Oh, that's just so great, isn't it? And have you been involved in the judging today?
No, I don't do judging. Hey, hey. No, I'm known locally as the village idiot.
Oh.
And quite honestly, village idiots aren't allowed to judge.
But what do you do then in Chael, as far as Chael Show goes? Are you the head honcho man?
Well, what I am is the village idiot making things like bars, which we made up this year. We made up sinks to wash up in the tea area, which is known as Chael Teapot.
Yes.
And Chael Teapot is run for charity.
Oh,
so we are raising funds for charity. And so if anyone wants to come along and support the charity, Chael Teapot. Also, there's Chael Cone, which is ice creams, again, run by Chael Show for charity. So come and support us.
Absolutely. So what's your favourite part of Chael Show every year? Do you have a favourite
part? My favourite part is going home about 9 o'clock tonight.
Is it? So you must have had an awful lot of preparation.
Well, preparations go on year by year, and we start very often well ahead of a year for the next years.
Crumbs. So after 54 years, you must have seen some changes.
Very much so. The great thing about it is, as I've been going Man and Boy, I'm encouraging my grandson into it, because I hope he will take over. Because, you know, I'm getting a little bit doddery.
Oh, dear, surely not.
But I'm not on crutches yet.
So are you training him up?
Vincent, I'm training him all the time. Yes, he's a lovely lad.
So you want him to take over from you?
Yes, as soon as possible.
Oh, dear.
He can take over tomorrow.
Oh, but then what would you do instead?
Oh, I'd just go in the beer tent and examine everything in there.
Oh, would you?
Just testing the good, you know?
Of course, yes. So have you tested out the cakes in the Chael Teapot?
Oh, definitely. I love the cakes.
You do. So cakes and beer.
But I have to
thing.
Watch my figure.
You have to.
You work hard at it to keep a good figure.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not easy.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for speaking to me, John. And you are an institution as far as Chael Show goes, and we wish you many more years to train up your grandson Benson.
I'll do my best, and I'd like to say thank you, Vectis Radio, for coming to the Chael Show.
It's a privilege.
Really lovely to see you here.
Well, thank you very much.
I wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.